the bottom line is this. Water, I believe in the next 10 years, and the management of water resources, not only in the United States, but around the world, will rival energy as to whether or not nation states can live together amicably. I mean, it's estimated that with Russia's horrific invasion of Ukraine and the weaponization that Putin has done on wheat and wheat exports out of Ukraine, that potentially 20 million people or more will experience famine in Africa and in the Middle East. And I, at a conference in Europe 2 weeks ago, said that this is a precursor. Even if Russia had not invaded Ukraine, the impacts on a growing planet from 7 billion people more or less today to 9 billion people by the middle of the century, as climate change occurs, certain areas are not going to be able to produce food for survivability. And so water, where water flows, food grows, will rival energy as to whether or not nation states can live together amicably. And I think really we're now beginning to see the impacts of that, that we can't take our food for granted, as so many people do.